Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
'94 WIP, Eagles Giants Sunday, which is a big game. Another highlight. By the way, happy birthday to Jimmy Rollins today. I don't know how old he is. You know what? The Hall of Fame balloting, I guess results for the regular balloting come out Monday. I think it's Monday. And the heroes or whatever they call the veterans team next week, hopefully Dick Allen gets voted in. I know Mike Schmidt's on that veterans committee. And obviously he's going to vote for Dick Allen. But hopefully he finally gets in and gets, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he should be. Curt Schilling's up for the Hall of Fame this year. I just think he's just not a likable guy. It's just too bad. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer. I don't necessarily think Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer either. I think he's borderline. He's the one guy from that team that I think has the best chance. I don't think Chase Utley's a Hall of Famer. He didn't have enough good years, and it's just not enough. I mean, he did some really great things for the Phillies, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. You can't relax your standards for the Hall of Fame. That's one thing that happens. It's happening too much. All right, let's go to Johnny. Johnny!
You had to go and mention Dick Allen, right? My main man?
Yep.
Yeah, how many 22nd and Lehigh drinking wine on those bleachers in left field? I rooted for Richie.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Back then he was Richie Allen. Yeah, I always knew him as Richie Allen.
But you can guess what? A lot of people don't know how good of a base runner he was.
He was a great... He wasn't good defensively, but he was a great base runner, power hitter, average. That guy could do everything. He
Let me ask you this, Howard, real fast.
A great player.
When did they put him over at first from third? I ain't sure about that. I forget
which year it was.
Me neither, but it's not important.
Yeah.
Oh, but what did they call you for? I forget. Poor Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
He's the only coach I ever felt sorry for one reason. He stinks so bad that I have to have compassion for this man. I mean, I'm surprised Jerry Jones doesn't come out of the booth and do what he did to Barry Switzer years ago. Take the headset off of him and take over at halftime.
Well, it just goes to show you it really comes down to the players. Barry Switzer was the coach of a Super Bowl team because those were Jimmy Johnson's players. Yeah.
Say it again. Oh, by the way, you know who I am, right? Johnny from Franklin Field, the guy who butchered you. Back in 85 when they were taping the Bill Cosby show. Before you even worked at WIP then.
That goes way back.
Yeah, well, your memory's pretty good. You're older than I am. I'm 75 tomorrow, by the way.
No, I'm not older than you are. Just
get out of here.
All right. So what did you want to say about the Eagles?
The Eagles? Yeah,
I'm not older than you, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We're running the table.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know where you're getting 4-2 at. And we're taking Dallas on at home, and I get all my fans back. The 12th man has returned, by the way, to the link. We lost them for a while, but they're all back. Too many tomatoes at the game anyway. Too many girls at the game.
No, that's all right. You know, how about that school teacher that's using all that profane language?
Who? Foul Mouth Dorothy, whatever her name, Foul Mouth, what's her name?
Mary Kate.
foul-mouthed Mary.
Yeah, that's a bad example for kids.
No, I don't like that. I do not like that.
Well, I don't care. Women want to be fans. That's okay. That's okay. All right. So who's the worst season by a professional player?
I had to do 3 weeks of research to do this one, so I'm going to say this.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Whatchamacallit from the Something Somebodies.
Okay. Good. That's a good answer. Thanks, Johnny. Have a great weekend. All right. One of the other great highlights from two amazing highlights, and I was there for both of them, which was fun thinking about it. Another great highlight at the start of the show today, the DeSean Jackson punt return, which was an amazing, amazing, amazing punt return. But there was another amazing moment against the Giants up at the old Meadowlands. Let's hear it with Merle.
And the punt is Peoples. And the return is Westbrook. Westbrook dangerous every time he has his hands on the football. The snap to Fiegels. He gets it away. It's a wobbler. Bounces across the 20. Westbrook takes it. Looks for running room. Up to the 25. The 30. To the 35. 40. 45 midfield. 45. 40. 35. 40. Brian Westbrook.
He's gone.
He's going. He's gone. Touchdown. Brian Westbrook. 84 yards. No penalty flags. I don't believe it. Brian Westbrook has just exploded, and with 1:16 remaining, this place is in a state of shock.
Giants fans are used to it, though. A state of shock. That was a great moment. Mike Quick couldn't restrain himself. Just let Merle finish the call, and then let him restrain, and then you can go nuts. All right, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on WIP.
Yo, thanks for taking my phone call, Howard. Good morning. Yo, Howard, you hit the nail right on the head. I can't believe they gave that guy $75 million. It's a disgrace. I can't stand that program, and I'm pretty sure you know why I can't stand it besides him. I don't even want to get into that. That's one of the most disgraced programs in college sports.
Yeah, that goes – the other problem goes really back, and people are trying to forget that. It was
– How
was,
can you – you can't forget it. That's just it.
Well,
you can
yeah,
never
but
forget
you
got to
move
cause,
on. You got to move on.
People let it happen. No, you can't forget it because people let it happen to the kids. Never let it – never forget it.
Okay, well, you never forget it, but sometimes you got to move on. But it's different people there now. But the athletic program to sign James Franklin to 10 years for $7.5 million a year is a joke.
It's a joke. It's a joke. And another thing you touched on today, Howard, the Flyers. Come on. In my opinion, I think Vigneault should be fired. Maybe I'm being a little hard, but this guy hasn't done nothing. Nothing.
Well, he's got a lot of young players too. Well, the players got to make – the players are the ones that have to execute the plays. They're just not good enough yet. They're better, but they're not good enough yet. They are better.
And, yo, Howard, I got to get to my phone call. I got a beef to pick with you.
Shocking.
Last week you knocked that guy Billy down. How can Brad Lidge not win? I know your number is for that guy with the Braves.
I flipped the coin.
But it shouldn't even went there. It should have never even went that far.
I flipped the
perfection
coin.
Perfection is, you can't beat perfection, pal. Come on.
Okay. All right. I flipped the coin. Greg Maddux had an unbelievable year.
Unbelievable, and but it's not better than
I know.
Perfection.
They were right there, 1-2. They were right there. See, the millennials kind of do what's in their
In my opinion, I think the greatest team season ever was the Dolphins. How can any team ever be better than the Dolphins?
Do you know they were an underdog in the Super Bowl? An undefeated team was an underdog in the Super Bowl. Did you know
that? I could see that, but no. How can any other team ever be said they're the greatest team?
Well, they're not going to
be
undefeated because there's too many games now. It's not going to happen. There's too many games.
Yeah.
So, all right, who's your...
Markelle Fultz. How could he be a number one pick? The next year he comes and he disappears.
I mean,
totally.
He didn't even play in 75% of that. My thing was kind of playing 75% of the games. He didn't even play in 75% of the games. So,
Howard, do you think you could do me a favor? The one clip that you can play if they can find it. The Vi Sikahima run back against the Giants when he did the Rocky against the goalpost.
You know what? There's mothballs on that clip. Mothballs. Because it's old audio. But that, a lot of people don't even remember that. I don't even know what year that was. Was that the 70s? 70s or 80s. It might have been the 70s. Derek, you're on WIP.
You know, King, there's a rumor on the street about you, and I'm just going to say it right from the door before you interrupt me. They say on the street that you never had a bad day in your life. Is that true?
You know, that's more than rumor. I've never had a bad day in my life. Yeah, that's the rumor on the street. Yeah, so that's a good rumor on the street.
That's a good rumor. Okay, it's true then. Okay. I just had to check with you, King.
That's all right. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no disrespect, you know.
That's all right. There's never disrespect. I know by you guys. There's never disrespect.
Okay. Good. Now, I wanted to ask you about your boy Ben Simmons. Like, is he really? I really think. See, this is why. Like Sylvester Stallone, 70 years old, walks around with a six pack because he still got to make movies because he got to make money because taxes is crazy. And I think Ben Simmons is in the same situation. You know?
I don't think he's crazy. I think he's childish. He's immature. Bad upbringing by his parents because they just coddled him all his life and then he's been coddled all the way through. The biggest problem in his life is he was sick. He became 6'10" and played basketball, because now he thinks he's all that, and he's not all that. He, one of the more overrated players that I've seen in the last 10 years, because everybody, he's a great player and possible Hall of Fame. One of the hosts on this air said, "Oh, possible Hall of Famer." What are you kidding me? He just was never all that. You know, guys come out of college now, they're all 6'10 and can dribble. They're 7 feet and they can dribble. Can run the floor. It's a joke. And then this childish nonsense, he's not coming in, but he'll practice with St. Joe's, which now I don't think he can practice with the team because I was told it's a violation.
It's unbelievable.
But, you know, and now he's not getting any money. He's not getting any money, but his agents now led him down the path of ruin. Rich Paul is, here's another guy that thinks he's the runner. He runs the NBA. Well, it doesn't work like that. You know, it doesn't work. And Daryl Morey's a problem, too. Not getting rid of him already. Just get rid of him. Ben Simmons has no money, and he spent so much money. He's tapped out right now. But that's right.
And
he's
going to
get
it.
Money down the. Well, I know it's true. He's going to get money down the road. So, whatever money he owes, he's going to be able to pay. But right now, he's got a cash flow issue because he's not getting any money. The whole thing is a disgrace. All right, who's your worst season player?
Sammy Sleeves.
You know what? He had a bad year. Did he start the whole year? He did. All right, I'll put Sam Bradford in.
He was terrible, Hal.
All right, you're in the mix there, genius. You're in the mix. For sure you're in the mix. All right, for sure you're in the mix. Yeah, it's just, we kind of forgot about him. But you can't forget about him. All right, I saw a movie. A screening. And at first, I wasn't sure about this movie. Dick Vermeil sent out invitations, and I wanted to go there for Dick. It was the story of Kurt Warner. It's out in movie theaters Christmas Day, I believe it is. It's called American Underdog. Now, people that say, well, it's a sports movie, you don't want to go see it. It's so much more than a sports movie. It's a story of a guy that came from a Division One AA program, I guess it was, Northern Iowa. Worked his way through it. And the first year he started in the NFL, he won a Super Bowl. Now, that's a great story. The way he met his wife. Now, things in a movie aren't always true. But I think a good part of it has a sense of reality, of truth. But it's not just a sports movie. I can't call it a sports movie, even though there's sports in it. I don't want to call it a love story because some guys get turned off, but I actually like those kind of movies. And it's really a great story about how he came through life, how he met his wife, and then how he became a championship football player and eventually a Hall of Famer. It really is. I really enjoyed the movie. So, and just don't think, well, I'm going to see a sports movie. It's a little of both. So just kind of understand that. But Dennis Quaid played Dick Vermeil. And at first I couldn't connect the two. And then I kind of got into it because some of the things that Vermeil said as a coach, he said there too. And some of the way he was as a coach. So I just wanted to mention that. I did enjoy the movie. All right, let's go to Scott. You're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. I'm going to mention a few things, so don't hang up on me. But it's almost 2 weeks from when Carson had his injury. And I called you up right after that. I went to Harrington High School, but I went to University of Arizona. So I was sort of always interested in Foles, but I kind of saw him for what he was. You know, he had his good days and his bad days. But when Carson got hurt, I called you up and I said, hey, Nick Foles just got his Christmas present early. And you said, well, we'll see. But I guess he did get it because he certainly came through for us. But I think this team is, there's a lot of positive stuff here in this team. And I would say, after this game this week, if they come up strong in this game this week, I'm going to say they could run the table. They're definitely going to go 5-1. I've got to see one more game. I must say I get a little concerned. You know, in the Denver game, and you can help me with this, in the Denver game, that first half, he was throwing the ball beautifully. And, you know, then he stopped. I don't want to totally abandon the throwing game.
Here's what I think a lot of coaches do. Once you get a nice lead, you want to run the football to run the clock. And he admitted he got a little conservative last week. But I think the range in numbers of throws for Jalen Hurts is about where you want it. Because you don't want to put him in a spot where he's going to make mistakes. And right now, I just don't. As long as they can run the ball, they're comfortable. Why would you want them to put it up in the air? Turnovers are just disastrous. As we saw with New Orleans last week, they had 3 turnovers. Then they scored 2 touchdowns. Well, one of them was a pick 6. And wasn't there a touchdown off of another one? The one thing the Eagles got to be better at, they got to stop kicking field goals. Well, I'm not saying not making them. They've got to score touchdowns. You can't have 4 field goals in a game and say, oh, you're going to win that game. That means you had 4 opportunities to score points because you're in the other team's you're in the other team's side of the field. And you're not scoring touchdowns. Field goals don't win anymore in the NFL. Touchdowns do. And that's where they've got to get better.
Go ahead. I must say I was, and now it's sort of been explained to me. Hopefully he will continue in his control of the ball and not fumbling and turning over. I got in last week's game, after a while I said, hey, you know, there's another bunch of players out on that field beside yourself. I felt he was running too much. But, and then, you know, he was, you know, laying down. But he didn't turn the ball over, so after a while I realized,
New Orleans did do a better job of cutting off the edges, and teams are going to do that. So he's going to have to pass the ball. There's a philosophy, and you notice he had time because they don't send blitzers, but they put more guys in coverage. That's where Dak Prescott really has problems now. They don't send blitzers, And they put so many guys in coverage, Dak Prescott is going to have problems in that situation. So who's your worst? By the way, what's the temperature in Orlando going to be today? In the mid to high 70s?
Well, I'm outside. I got a vest on for the first time, and I'm not wearing shorts. It's 53 right now. It'll be 72.
Man. That's terrible. All right. So what's your worst player with the worst season?
Let me ask you a quick question on that. Who have you picked so far?
Give me somebody, I'll tell you whether he's been.
Well, picked. I was thinking Markelle Fultz.
But Markelle Fultz didn't play. Stipulations.
I know.
75%.
Okay. What about Rager? Has he been called?
Nah, but I'm not going to say Rager. He's only had a rookie year. I'm not going to let you have Rager. 215-592-9494. Can't take Rager. He's only been here a year and a half. Can't take Rager. But he's got to play better. Especially being a number one draft pick. He was a fourth round pick. It'd be different. He's a first round pick. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata. Mark Lawrence coming up at 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. Some big plays here at the Borgata. Big plays here at the Borgata Sportsbook. I'll run those down for you too. WIP Sports Time is now 9:21.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.